Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The National Weather Service is closely watching two tropical storm systems in the Atlantic. There is the potential for some kind of impacts in our area early as Monday. The National Weather Service said the forecast for Humberto and the possible Imelda are very fluid, with models showing a wide variety of possible tracks. The storms are in such close proximity that they are expected to affect one another in the coming days. The best bet is to be ready for some badly needed rainfall, check your emergency supplies, and be sure to follow Columbus County News meteorologist Christopher Cawley for all the latest storm information. Emergency officials urge avoiding social media posts that do not come with credible weather authorities, as many are designed to encourage site visits rather than provide real weather information. Columbus County and Whiteville City officials began checking high water emergency vehicles on Thursday, and if need be, the sheriff's office is also well stocked with emergency supplies. Most area waterways are slightly below normal levels right now, as rain has been short in the past few weeks, so take advantage of the dry conditions while you can and be sure that your drains and ditches are clear before the real rain possibly arrives on Monday. Be sure to check your supply of water, batteries, and non-perishable food, as well as medicines and animal food in case we do have dangerous conditions on Monday and Tuesday. Due to the potential for severe weather unrelated to the tropical activity today, East Columbus and West Columbus High School played their football games last night. Currently, South Columbus and Fairmont is still on tap for tonight, but that may change. West Bladen and Whiteville have this week off and will meet each other on the gridiron next Friday, and East Bladen still plans to play on schedule. A Union High School football player was airlifted from East Columbus High School on Thursday night. The extent of his injuries was not immediately available. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry announced his retirement on Tuesday. Curry has served as city manager since 2014 and previously served as Lake Waccamaw's town manager. Curry said personal health issues led to the decision. December 31st is his last day on the job. Nathan McKinney's was killed and his stepson is in critical condition after an argument turned deadly on Monday. Chadbourne Police Chief Ken Elliott said the two men were arguing when the dispute led to gunfire. The stepson is in critical condition with multiple injuries in New Hanover Novant Medical Center. The stepson's name has not yet been released. Deputies have arrested a Clayton man for the theft of 20 firearms from an old Cribtown Road home. Larry Christopher Norris, age 47, is being held under a $6 million secured bond. He faces multiple counts of possession of a firearm by a felon and larceny of a firearm. Johnson County Sheriff's deputies noticed firearms, ammunition, and drug paraphernalia in plain view at his home while serving a warrant on September 10th. You can look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Southeastern Community College has appointed three new members to the Board of Trustees. Retired educator and financial planner Brett Burrows, retired educator and coach Michael Powell, and attorney Chris Russell were all sworn in to the board this week. Congratulations to the three on their new positions. North Carolina Salons passed a bill on Wednesday that tightens when and how local government can ban government flags on private property. Officials would have to provide proof that the flags constitute a traffic or other hazard. Democratic Senator Candy Smith of Pitt County said the move was designed to strip local government of regulatory power. Arena's law passed both the State House and Senate this week with veto-proof majorities and virtually no support from Democrats. The law is named for Arena Zaretska, who was murdered on a Charlotte commuter train by a 14-time convicted felon out on secured bond. The law will prohibit cashless bail for violent offenders, strengthen rules for mental health evaluations, and restarts North Carolina's death penalty. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year. Municipal elections are on November 4th, and only residents of towns and cities may vote in these elections. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate today from 12:30 until 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There'll be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, and cholesterol and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. On Saturday, Columbus Regional Healthcare and the Columbus Partnership for Children will join forces with the George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. You can look for bike raffles, Kona Ice, food trucks, free health screenings, clinical breast exams, CPR training, and more, all happening 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the center located at 731 on Farmers Union Road. Also on Saturday, the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration is $25 per vehicle, and for more information, call 910-772-2168. Mishap Springs Community Church will sponsor a tent revival on September 27th, starting at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided, and Mishap Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road in Whiteville. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival, that's happening on Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m., there will be a live band, games, food trucks, and more. Admission is just $5, and children under 9 get in free. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. The City of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. You can go to the city's website, click on the banner to vote. The deadline to vote is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12, and you can see any member of the church to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Whiteville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Whiteville.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. It'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.